Well, I know I normally talk about basketball on this podcast, hence why it's called, Pacers Fan Podcast or whatever. But today we're going to talk about the Colts. You know, I've also changed the name of the podcast or whatever to more represent what we're going to be talking about on this podcast. But we're going to be talking about the Colts because their game is coming up in about 2 days. So, with Andrew Luck's retirement comes the emergingness, I guess that's a word, of a new era, the Jacoby Brissett era. Now, I do not think that the Colts will have a bad year this year. In fact, I still think that they are Super Bowl contenders, despite what everybody else is saying. It's pretty stupid what everybody else is saying. Because guess what? We still got the same receivers. We still got Eric Ebron. We still got the good old line. We still have our defense, Once more, still have the same O-line that allowed, the least amount of sacks in the NFL. Defense that wasn't it ranked in, the top 5, top 10 defenses in the league or something like that last year? Yeah, we still have all those guys. Most of them, I think. And keep in mind that Jacoby, and also on that offense, if the passing game isn't going well, and we saw this against the Chargers, Not that the passing game wasn't going well, but if it starts to get in kind of a slump, you give it to Marlon Mack, and you get out of the way. Because Marlon Mack, I think, is one of the best running backs in the NFL. He is leading, sure, it's like the first game of the season or whatever, but he's leading the league in rushing yards with 174. In one game, 174, which I think is it's the most yards rushed for by a Colt in an opening season game, or maybe in a single game. It's pretty high up there for records, for franchise records for the Colts. And also, the year that Jacoby started in 2017 with the trash O-line, without Eric Ebron, he did have T.Y. Hilton, but we didn't have Eric Ebron, who did catch a touchdown pass. Yes, I'm counting that as a touchdown pass. By the time he started to dribble the ball around, it wobbled, he already made 2 points of contact with his knees and his elbows. So therefore, he's ruled down. So therefore, it's a touchdown. The refs kind of blew it on that call. But Jacoby passed for 3,000 yards with that terrible offensive line, and only T.Y. Hilton being the real, wide receiver threat. So, with all of the new additions to the team, passing for 3,000 yards with that terrible team, he should pass for a lot more yards. He should get a lot more TDs. I think he had 13 touchdown passes. And about Adam Vinatieri, here's the thing. They were playing on a soccer turf. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. They were playing on a soccer turf. Because the Chargers need their new stadium, so they need to play in the freaking LA Galaxy Stadium. I think that's their team, the soccer team name. So, yeah. It's not Adam Vinatieri's fault. It's the turf's fault. And while you might not think that turf is such a big deal, AstroTurf, need I say more? Turf does have a big impact, especially for kickers when they're kicking off the turf. The turf is a good percentage of how their kicking game goes. If the turf's messed up, it's gonna mess you up, man. If you've never kicked on that type of turf before, it's going to mess you up, even in the greatest of all time. Yes, Adam Vinatieri is the greatest kicker of all time. I don't care what you say. He is, and always will be, the greatest kicker of all time. Moving on. The loss, it was a close one. They won by one touchdown. The Colts came back. Jacoby, he had a decent game. One passing touchdown. I think he passed for 100-something yards, maybe 200 yards, something like that. And when the passing game was failing, give it to Marlon Mack. He freaking zoomed. He did pretty good. And by pretty good, I mean he did amazing. He did fantastic. And I still think that the Colts are Super Bowl contenders. And I still think that they are one of the top teams in the NFL. And I still think, as well, along with, you know, this whole Colts thing, you know, I still think that the Antonio Brown move was frickin' dumb. I'm going to move on to talking about Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots. With the frickin' Patriots. Here's the thing. The Raiders release him because of, you know, all this stuff he's done. You know, the helmet, punting the ball because he's mad or whatever. You know, doing all of this stuff. They release him. Which, yes, I understand why. And I remember seeing this. I remember saying, hey, the Colts need to make a move on this. Guess what? The Patriots are the first one there. They signed a one-year deal with Antonio Brown. And, of course, he's probably going to sign back if they win a championship or whatever. Because, why not? Just why not? I don't understand why the Colts did not take advantage of that. Sure, it was only like hours afterwards, but Colts should have been on the phone as soon as that happened. Because then you have T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron, and Antonio Brown as your top three receivers. Sure, Eric Ebron isn't a receiver, he's a tight end, but whatever. And that sounds like, to me, that sounds like a pretty good offensive threat right there. Three-headed monster with Jacoby passing. Can't tell I'm, you know, a little sick or allergies or whatever. But yeah. It's Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown. Him and Odell Beckham, they want their way. They think that they should be allowed to do whatever they want. You know, you want to wear some helmet from the 1950s? Yeah, sure, they think that's what they're going to say. No, they're not going to say that. Because if you wear some outdated helmet, there's a chance of you getting brain damage. And then guess who takes the hit for that? The NFL, from all these studies about, you know, brain damage and CTE and all this stuff. But here's the thing. You know, I'm gonna get into all this brain damage talk and stuff. If your job is literally, on defense especially, to repeatedly headbutt people, you're gonna get brain damage. If your job is you getting hit, you're going to get brain damage. There's no way around it. The players know what they are getting themselves into. They know by this point what they are getting themselves into. So stop trying to get people to stop, because they're going to keep on playing. Okay, there. I'm done with my little tangent on those studies. Is there anything else I need to talk about? Talked about Colts, Antonio Brown. That sounds about right. So, yeah. Just, you want to hear more of this, you know, do all that good stuff to hear more of this. And, I guess I'll see you guys next time when I come back after next Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, which I do think the Colts are going to win that. I will see you guys whenever I record the next podcast. Whatever.